This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
With the former head coach of the New York Jets from 2001 to 2005, he needs no introduction really here to the WFAN New York audience, and that is Herm Edwards, kind enough to jump on board with us. Herm, I know it's been a while. Appreciate the time. How you been?
I've been well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for coming on. So let me get your thoughts. Darren Mooji, Woody Johnson, and Aaron Glenn made their first big decision as a trio. That was to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Your reaction to it?
Oh, that wasn't surprising. I don't think it wasn't surprising at all. I think for both parties, probably need to just reset what they're about to do and the direction they want this organization to go in. So, you know, now it's just a matter of obviously figuring out, you know, how you're going to get a quarterback. Is it in the draft? You know, they say only two quarterbacks supposed to go in the first round. So that kind of muddies the water. Free agent wise, I mean, there's a couple quarterbacks out there, as we know. Minnesota is kind of interesting to me with the situation they have. They drafted a quarterback, and obviously Sam Darnold, you know, as good as he played, is he on the market? What's going to happen there? But this Jet team is very, very talented. And I think Aaron knows that. Aaron Glenn, the new head coach. And I think it's just a matter of now just trying to figure out how to get a quarterback and then bring this talented team together. They got a lot of talent, but they don't play together as a team. And I think Aaron will try to fix that and get them to understand that. And if they do, they can be very competitive in the division.
I'll get back to the quarterback stuff. I'll follow up on a few things that you said in just a second. Herm Edwards is here with us on the Fan. But, right, you coach Aaron Glenn here for a year in New York. Now he gets his opportunity to be the head coach, first-time head coach in New York for him. Just what kind of advice would you give him? Because you know how to navigate right New York, and you know what it's like to be the coach of this franchise.
I just be yourself. You know, you have to deal with the media. Make sure you set the agenda for your football team. Use the media to talk to your team. That's the words of advice I would give him. Just make sure that the message you send, when it gets to the media, your team understands where you're coming from. Prompt them to basically what you might say, what direction you're going in, so everybody can be on the same page. I think that's probably the most important thing. And then go win some games. That's important. When you win games, you don't have to make excuses for winning.
No doubt about that. And you always wonder how someone's going to transition from defensive coordinator to head coach. I remember a few years ago, right, people were saying, oh, Robert Saleh. It's a lot of similar conversations. Leader of men, brilliant defensive mind, going to be a good head coach, and it just didn't work out here. Do you ever know if someone's ready for that next step, or is it always just trial by error at the end of the day?
Oh, well, you're hoping it's correct. And situations, what kind of team do you inherit? How is the patience of ownership? All those things come into play, right? I mean, you inherit someone else's team. You inherit these players. You can't run all the players off and say, look, I want to start over. No, you got to fix what's ailing them. And you got to look at that. There's a lot of people in the building that have been there. You gather information from them, but then you ultimately have to make the decisions. That's going to be the key. You and the GM have to make the decisions, along with ownership. You know, Woody's involved in it as well, but I think that's the key going forward. You know, how much authority you have making decisions when it comes to players.
Yeah, and I think the familiarity with the I know, right, he played here from 94 to 2001, and he worked in the front office as a scout from 2012 to 2013. That's a long time. There's a lot of different regimes that have come and gone here with the New York Jets. But, you know, I look at Salah. I like Salah. Nice guy. I just didn't think, you know, when we've seen it play out, that he was fit to handle New York. For me, that's a big part. Like, you kind of know what Aaron Glenn knows what he's getting into with all the good and bad that comes with New York.
They played there, and that helps. Me playing in Philly helped. But I think at the end of the day, you know, you can't just say, well, you got to be in New York to be a head coach in New York. I mean, I don't believe that. I just believe that you have to make sure that you capture your locker room as a coach and everyone's on the same page. You know, when you're the head coach, you got to coach everybody. You don't coach a position. I don't believe in that. You coach men, and you coach the message in the locker room with the players as well as the assistant coaches. You know, everyone's got to be on the same point. Everyone's got to be going down the same road. I mean, you can't have, you know, guy stop over here, guy go, no, there ain't no lefts. This is where we're going. And you got to do that every day. That's where the work comes in now, you know, during free agency and the draft, how you communicate with your players. That's going to be important.
And that's why I think the biggest reason why Rodgers isn't coming back. Like, I still think he could be good. But intentional or not, with the new GM and new head coach in here, if you would have brought back Aaron Rodgers for a year, and maybe at best, if everything goes right, you could be a wild card team, which I don't think the Jets would have been. You know, intentional or not, Rodgers would have undermined this new regime, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to speak that way about a player or a coach. That's not my intentions. I've never done that. I just think you just feel like, I think for both parties, they just needed a new start, at bottom line. And hopefully Aaron can go somewhere. And, you know, if he can go somewhere, he's not going to go as a backup. I mean, but there's some places. I mean, it's not like there's 32 starting quarterbacks, by the way, last time I checked. Unless maybe you might see a different. They are 32 starters, but I don't know.
It's a big difference.
All of them are the guy you want, right? So that's what you got to ask yourself if you bring in Aaron Rodgers.
Pittsburgh and the Raiders, those are the first two teams that I thought of, Herm, for potential destinations for Rodgers.
Well, obviously, if he goes to Pittsburgh now, you know, that organization is buttoned up tight. It starts with Mike, obviously, the head coach, but also it starts with the Rooney family. So there's a whole different that's a whole different culture there now. And you got to buy into the culture. And if you can't do that, you're not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now, you talked about the Raiders now. Yeah, okay, here you go.
A little more of a loosey-goosey culture there.
Well, loosey-goosey, we say that. You know, it's easy to say that because you look at the coach, loosey-goosey. No, they're more than loosey-goosey. Coach knows how to coach football, right? And so, you know, every environment doesn't have to be the same to win. It's just everybody has to understand what the culture is. That's the most important thing. You know, we get into this thing, well, it's got to be like this. It's got to be like that. You know, it's got to be distant. You got to be everybody saying yes. No. You don't want a bunch of yes guys. You want a bunch of guys that trust the coach, and you set the culture, and you allow the players to have ownership of it. That's the most important thing.
Herm Edwards here with us. Hey, getting back to some potential names to replace Aaron Rodgers here. I know you said that the Vikings situation is interesting. I think they're going to go with J.J. McCarthy, and Darnold is going to be available. And I don't think they're going to tag him. I think he'll be a free agent. You know, Darnold, it's a fascinating one just because of the history with the Jets.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Think the Jets would be interested. I don't know if Darnold would be interested in coming on back with the Jets, even though it's a new regime. If you were a head coach, you know, still with you know, with the Jets, would Darnold be someone that Gang Green should be interested in a reunion with?
If I get the Darnold that played during the regular season and not the playoffs.
What do you because think that, the real that, version
that,
is
that,
of Darnold?
That reared
then?
His head now.
Yeah.
That reared his head. And everybody was waiting for it. Like, is the shoe going to fall off? Fell off. Now, can he recover from that? That's the whole key. I mean, guys have bad games. I get that. But when you play that good all year and then you get into that moment, that's what you're judged by, okay? At the end of the day, as a quarterback, getting to the playoffs is one thing, but how you play in the playoffs, that's the critical one. Now, can he recover from that? That's the question you got to ask yourself if you elect to go with him.
How do you kind of make that decision? Like, if you're teaming up with the GM and, right, you're getting input as the head coach, you saw him play well for about 85, 90% of the season, surprised a lot of us, but the last few games and then the postseason, it was a disaster. How do you think, you know, take me to that mindset on if you want to take your best educated guess to give it the green light. How do you kind of determine that?
Well, real simple. If you're the Jets, can you get us in the playoffs? You got basically one division you're trying. You got one team in your division you're trying to beat, the Buffalo Bills. Can we compete with the Buffalo Bills? We compete with New England. They got a young quarterback. We can compete, obviously, with Miami. They got a lot of talent, but they just can't seem to get out of their own way. So basically, is this the Bills? Can we split with the Bills? Can we find a way to split with the Bills? Can we win 9 or 10 games with Sam Darnold? And I think if you're a Jet fan, you would kind of be excited about going back to the playoffs again, I think. But I don't know that. I'm not in New York. I mean, I don't know. But I think you'd be kind of excited about going to the playoffs.
It's been a long time,
we're in. We're in the tournament. You ain't got to tell me. You don't have to tell me.
So if that's the case, though, like you would have a Jet fan, they hear you say that, they would go, well, if they would have just brought back Rodgers for another year, maybe they could have got back to the playoffs.
Oh, so you want to go for three times, huh?
I wouldn't. I'm more than fine with the move, but I've talked to the great New York listeners for the last hour and a half, and a lot of them said, hey, Aaron Rodgers should have been brought back for that reason.
Yeah, that's what they say until something bad happens, and then all of a sudden, guess what happens?
Until they're 2-8, then it's fire the coach, fire the GM, get rid of everybody.
We start it all over again, right? If you're Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you're Aaron Glenn, look, You've had long conversations before this organization decided to move on, okay? Aaron wasn't there, but there was people in the building that were there. And I don't know what they said. I have no idea. I don't go on speculation. I don't go on rumors. I don't buy in all that stuff. I just, the parties that were there had a talk with Aaron. And they came to the conclusion, we need to start over. And we're going to figure out how to get a quarterback here. And that's okay. Just make a decision organizationally that you can live with, and you move on. This is not fantasy football. You can't let the fans play who you should take. This is not fantasy football. No, this is real football. So you got to figure out, okay, if we decide to leave Aaron Rodgers, what are our options? Obviously, they felt good about their options.
Here's what I would think if I had to give you two options. I think you go one or the other. Justin Fields on a one-year contract, and then also, here's the other one. If you go through the scouting process and you love either Shador or Cam, in the draft. I think either Tennessee or Cleveland are gonna pass on taking a quarterback. It's not crazy to move up from 7-2 or 7-1 in the draft.
No. If they like one of those guys that much, you go get him. You just go get him. You don't worry about if you know. You got to like the guy. You don't care what the other 31 other teams do. Is he your guy? Do you want one of those guys? And if you say, yeah, I want one of those, it has something to do with the head coach. And here's the big part. Here's the big part. The OC. The OC got to love this guy. And you got to build the offense around that guy's skill set. And if you're not willing to do that, leave it alone. Move on. But you got to be able to do that. And if you do, you live with it. You go, this is what we're doing.
Is Fields, you think, in play for them? Would you be interested in Fields?
Sure. He's athletic. I mean, you know, these type of quarterbacks, the dual quarterback is kind of, you know, he's kind of the guy now in the NFL. There's a lot of dual quarterbacks. There's a lot of RPOs being run in pro football all of a sudden. You know, they made light of, obviously, Jalen Hurst about, well, you know, he's a, Jalen Hurst. Okay. The guy that won the Super Bowl? Well, he's pretty good. He's a little bit better than people gave him credit for. Not only as a runner, but as a thrower. So I think sometimes, you know, we fall in love. We label guys. We want to label guys. Sometimes we label them a little bit too fast. So I'm always careful of that, but I always say this. Who's the offensive coordinator? What offense are you running?
Last one for Herm Edwards before we let him run. Just get into the Giants. I've heard all these rumors about Stafford possibly going to the Giants and the Rams moving on. And I was at that game, Herm, in Philly, in the snow between the Rams and the Eagles. The Rams almost pulled off that comeback. I still think Stafford has a lot of good ball left in him. You know, if they move on from Stafford, I have no clue what they would do. So I haven't been able to put my mind there of the Giants getting Stafford because I think right now these are all negotiations and eventually he'll wind up and stay in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, if the Giants get Stafford, you take him right now. You go take the private jet and go pick him up. And you don't even ask him what he wants. Just say, you're the quarterback. You get whatever you want.
Even with him being 37?
That doesn't matter. You see the Giants' record the last 3 or 4 years?
Pretty bad.
I don't know. And then they got some talent. The Giants have some talent. That kid Neighbors, oh boy, he's really good. I mean, like real good. They got some talent now. Okay, they got some pieces over there. And you're talking about a quarterback that he can play in the weather. Like you mentioned, they played in Philly. They can play in weather now. It ain't like, well, he's a quarterback can't play outside in cold. He can play in cold weather. He's 37 years old. Okay, he's 37 years old. He's your security blanket, and then you go draft a guy. Maybe you go draft a guy in the draft. I don't know. Or you get a young guy, someone's roster. Let him play for you. He can still play. He still has a live arm. He's smart. Now, he's not mobile, but that's okay. He can still play quarterback.
So why would the Rams move off of him? That's the part that I don't get in this conversation.
That's a head scratcher for me. I don't know. And Coach does a great job, but those guys won a Super Bowl with him. I'm not trying to figure out what they're doing. If that's the case, they have a reason. And you know, but I think if you're a team that's you want a quarterback that has won, knows how to win, that walks in the locker room and your players get excited. Especially on the offensive side of it. And the defensive players will really get excited because they go, oh, man, we can score points now. Right? I mean, you would be – I don't worry about 37. I mean, the quarterbacks play into their mid-30s now. It's a different game. I mean, if you could protect him, they can play. As long as he can throw, he can still make all the throws. So, I mean – but I don't. You're right. I don't get why the Rams would be like, why? You guys – I mean, what happened? I mean, I don't know.
Last thing I'll ask you, Herm Edwards, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward? Because that, like the Giants are at 3. I think they'll have a chance to get one of those guys. Do you have a preference right now on either Cam or Shedeur?
I don't. I think they're both athletic. Obviously, they've got some skill sets that you can use and win with in the league. It's just a matter of are you willing to build it around them? and you know, take what they do, and you might, it might be, you know, small in the beginning, but as they develop, you develop it out. I know this, with any young quarterback, you better have a runner. And I think that's all of a sudden catching everybody's attention again, the running back, right? Not just because of Saquon, but the way defenses play anyway anymore, no one can stop the run because they play with, you know, they play with light guys in the box because everybody's so worried about the pass. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run. They can't cover tight ends. That's the National Football League at the end of the day. Get a tight end to get a running back. And you're good because can't nobody cover them. Last time I checked, every time I watch it, no one covers them. No one stops to run. They run in there. They make 4 yards. Okay. You know, second and six ain't bad. Two downs to make 6 yards. I take that every day. That's just me. I'm a fan, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But that's just me.
Herm, always great to hear your voice. We appreciate you doing this today.
My pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
There you go. Herm Edwards joining us on The Fan. Zach Gelb with you if you want to chime in on what he said. 888-808-1019. Not surprised by Aaron Rodgers and the Jets basically parting ways. The Giants being all in for Stafford. That was something. And